Get out of here, you damn purple dinosaur.
Son of a bitch. Just went up.
No, I told you, till the day we get fired from this show.
Listen to this theme song through the 90s. You're making me go through it again.
Yeah, yeah. It's your own damn fault. Till the day we get fired, all right? Let's hope it's soon, buddy. Let's hope it's soon.
You think they'll, like, make its return? Like, because everything comes back one time.
I think they do have a new Barney. I think they do.
Do they really?
On, like, Disney Plus or something. I'm not 100%, but I feel like
they convinced somebody else to get in that purple suit and dance around.
For the right paycheck, though, Hunter, I would. I'd do it. I know.
What do you think Barney makes? Can you look that up real quick? I know you got rock news coming up. Who cares about some old rock star? Dude, you talk about stupid old rock stars all the time.
How much?
Jesus. We don't care what they're doing anymore. You're a rock star in the 70s and 80s. Anyway, how much does Barney make?
How much did Barney make per episode?
This would be interesting.
Wait, Neil Patrick Harris?
No.
Oh, no, that's Barney Stinson. Okay, hold on. That's okay. What did
Barney earn? Dinosaur, if you can spell dinosaur.
Hold on a sec. Barney the dinosaur. What did Barney earn and why didn't PBS get more?
What, Barney took all the money?
The mountains of money that Barney and Friends brings in annually, as cited by senators, columnists, and ordinary people alike, have grown from hundreds of thousands to billions of dollars.
What?
The actual net income to the show's producer, more likely tens of millions. Well, hold on a sec. Listen to this. Barney made $1 billion in 1 year, Pressler said on Nightline in January.
There's no way he made $1 billion. Stop it with that. Was that written in crayon? Did Barney write that?
Barney's worth $1 gazillion.
Dude, there's no way that Barney made $1 billion. Dude, you know how long it took Tiger Woods to be a $1 billion athlete? You're going to tell me?
All actors who've played Barney ranked by net worth. Daniel, number 8, Daniel Lazard.
There's a bunch of different Barneys, huh?
He made, has a net worth estimated $700,000. Bob West made $950,000. Let's go to the number one guy. Who's the number one Barney guy? Tim Deaver. Tim Deaver, he worked he was the voice actor for Barney between 99 and 2002. Mm-hmm. He has an estimated net worth of $20 million.
Now, is that just him in general, like doing commercials, blah, his whole career, or just Barney?
So apart from his work on Barney and Friends, Deaver's also known for You Can Be Anything, Barney, Let's Go to the Beach, Barney, Let's Go to the Zoo. I don't know if that's just all Barney money there.
Even if it's just shy of that, dude, you put me in the suit.
That's what I'm saying.
I'll sweat my ass off in that suit for a few episodes.
What's the least amount it would take for you to sit there and dance and run around and say, hey, kids?
The least amount. I mean, dude, let's do a couple grand a week or something.
I'd be fine with that. Yeah, I'd say maybe like a grand a week. I don't know,
you really think about it. You don't have to do much. You just kind of go over here, dance around, wave your hands.
Yeah.
Kick your feet up while we're singing.
Do a couple little dance moves. Yeah, I'd do that.
Sweep the leg with the tail.
It's no different than what we do here. We're basically just a couple of dancing idiots. Come on now.
It's true.
You know what I mean?
Anyway.
Hey, kids.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. Anyway. What do we have to do now? Oh, rock news. Rock news and rock history. Should we do that?
A boring old rock star.
You know what? Is Barney better? Here, I'll have some Barney news here
pretty
for
close.
You.
Here's your Plan B Morning Show Rock News with Brock and Hunter.
Of course, as always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair, M139 in Benton Harbor. Breathe easy when it comes to getting your car, truck, SUV fixed up. Owner John Van Lanningham, his crew, going to get you taken care of back on the road. And safely. It's good.
My topic to your rock news most of the time and these old rock stars, much like our topic yesterday, let it go.
Let it go. No. Hey, it's not my fault Keith Richards is still getting up on stage, all right? He's still alive. It's insane.
Let it go.
Well, this is good. This isn't that old. Megadeth have finally set September 2nd as the release date for their 16th studio album. The 21st, that's 21 months after frontman Dave Mustaine first revealed The Sick, The Dying, and The Dead as the working title. The title has remained the same ever since. Today, the band released, quote, "We'll Be Back" as the first single and premiered the short film "We'll Be Back, Chapter 1. It centers on the origins of the band's longtime mascot, Vic Rattlehead, and is the first of the trilogy of clips that will be released in the run-up to the album. Also coming to light with the release announcement are guest appearances by Ice-T and Sammy Hagar. Hagar sings on a cover of his song, This Planet's on Fire, one of two covers on the album, along with Dead Kennedys' Police Truck.
I hope it kicks ass. And I mean, it's Megadeth, dude. Come on.
Yeah, and you got Ice-T and Sammy Hagar making appearances on the album. I mean, that's pretty sweet, dude. That's pretty sweet. Yeah, and look, you know, Mr. Negative Nancy, this is pretty cool news, isn't it?
Okay, you for one out of like seven, the past seven, and someone's pretty decent. I'll give you that.
Right? Mr. Wet Blanket over there, how about I'm bringing it to you? I'm bringing it to you.
Anyway, Megadeth, dude, if they come out swinging, dude, I love Megadeth.
Yeah. Yeah, fantastic.
Give us some metal, man. Give us some heavy stuff. That's what we need right now.
In addition to CD, vinyl, cassette, and digital release, there will also be limited 2-LP, 180-gram vinyl, deluxe edition 2-LP. Among it, bonus features will be a 7-inch single of We'll Be Back and an unreleased B-side, The Conjuring. The deluxe edition will only be available from the band's official online store. So if you are a Megadeth fan or just a metal fan, this is something you're going to want to mark down. Put it on your calendars because they're going to get you. They're going to get you.
I saw a comment the other day. I know this isn't Megadeth, but somebody made a comment. I really thought about it. I'm like, you know what? You're absolutely right. It says, in quotes, "We need more kick-ass things like Metallica and how much they deliver." If you really think about that, dude, like everything that they deliver, it kicks ass.
Yeah.
If we get more things like that in life where you're just guaranteed, like they come out with something, because sometimes artists come out with something, you're like, it's just not the same.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like it changed a little bit. Metallica, every time, dude. We need more stuff like that.
Yeah, just more consistent. Like, we know it's going to be a banger. AC/DC is the same way. I mean, they're not reinventing the wheel, but when you get it, you know what you're getting. They're like, yes, that's what I needed. That's what I needed, man. Yeah.
So I'm hoping this Megadeth album is much like the old Megadeth.
Yeah. I think we're going to be all right there. I think it's probably going to be pretty sweet, so... Anyway, there you go. That is your rock news. Let's take a look at your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
Going back, June 24th, 1974, Leonard Skinner. Skinner, brother.
Spell it.
They released Sweet Home Alabama. Cripes. Am I from Alabama? Alabama.
Sweet Home Alla.
Alla. Oh, wait, there's supposed to be more. Great song. That song has been a damn near every movie, I think, at some point in time. If it's a rom-com, some point in time, Sweet Home Alabama is played. I'll never forget when my wife and I, Kiki and I, were in Costa Rica for a vacation. I went down there after she stayed there for a little bit. Anyway, we were doing a trip around Costa Rica. And in this one little town we stayed at, we went to this little cantina, and they had karaoke there. And, of course, there was a bunch of drunk spring break girls from Alabama. And they were singing Sweet Home Alabama. Jesus. Of course, you do that. Roll Tide, roll. These girls were just swayzied. And I never wanted to be a young college man more in my life than at that point. Man.
Turn the mic down a little bit, DJ. Yeah. We
Sweet Home Alabama. Roll Tide, roll. Say, all right, why don't you go back to the hotel room. You are way overserved at this point.
It's a good song. It's one of the songs that does get overplayed.
Yeah.
But it's one of those songs that still, I'm like, I can still listen to it.
You still get it. You never, it's like if you're on the boat and it comes on the radio, you're not going to be like, oh, no, it's Sweet Home. You can be like, oh, yeah, nice. Turn it up.
And if you do, everybody kind of looks at you like you're a dick. Like, damn, you don't like that, huh?
Yeah. I don't want to be
on this. What else don't you like?
I don't want to be on this boat anymore with you. All right. This should be piloted by a guy who likes Sweet Home Alabama. Anyway, there you go. That is your rock news of rock history brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair. We'll be back.